Welcome back in to another episode of the 3Y Podcast with EG3. I'm your host, Eddie Greer III, checking in with you on this Wednesday evening, the 24th of April, 2024. How about that for some almost matching numbers here on tonight's podcast episode, which is going to be a tad short. So if you hear me cough, I apologize for that. I'm just coming off of a little bit of a mild trial run on my own, so I apologize for that in advance. But it's your first time listening to the podcast. Appreciate it for you guys stopping by and giving us a listen. We do have plenty of content on the 3Y Podcast with EG3 feed. Get it wherever you get your podcast, whether that's iTunes, Spotify, Audioboom, and much more. There is a bonus episode on my Podbean channel. I had my friend Elise on a couple weeks ago prior to Rock the Parkway. You can find that at only on Podbean, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Again, that is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. I'm doing another few bonus episodes for my other podcasts on that same feed. If you're into that such a thing of K-State sports there, as well as I had my co-host Alex Aiden on the podcast last night talking some K-State basketball and transfer portal stuff like that. So you're into that kind of thing, you can feel free to check that out as well. But if you've been following along on this podcast for a while, or this is your first time listening to EG3, you can find this podcast wherever you get your podcast there as well. Short, because, well, first off, I do want to congratulate the KC Current as I'm recording this podcast. Last time I checked, they are still undefeated. The women's soccer I was talking about several weeks back on this podcast, 3-0. And, of course, the draft is tomorrow, so I could have waited to record something tomorrow, but I decided, nah, I'm going to be too focused on the draft and whatnot. Not only for the Falcons, but obviously what the Chiefs are going to get in the first round. If they're even drafting in the first round, I don't even know. But if they are, they're going to be dead last in the first round. Meanwhile, the Falcons, my team, is at least for right now in the top 10. We'll see what happens tomorrow for the 2024 NFL draft is concerned there. But yeah, I wanted to sit here and congratulate the KC Current women's soccer team for being, I don't know how many undefeated teams are left in the women's soccer league right now. All I know is I'm coming up on all this other stuff, 3-0 for KC Current. So I want to give them a shout out here on this episode tonight. Yeah, so I talked about the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon last week's episode. Go check it out. Again, won't elaborate too much more on that. But I did say on there that was a 2-time marathon finisher. One virtual and one and one the actual race, right? I will add in the half as well, because I did a half prior to me getting ready for the original full, and then, of course, COVID happened. I had to settle for the damn virtual. But yeah, so actually, I'm a 3-time finisher of that entire event. So I did a half 1 year, and then I wanted to come back and do the full. That's the story. So I wanted to come back, do the full. That didn't happen because of the whole COVID situation. So we had to settle for the full, for the virtual. And after that, finally got the actual race in, with it being I talked about weather on yesterday on last week's podcast there as well. So that's going to be going on this weekend there down at Oklahoma City as they pay tribute to those lives that were unfortunately lost during that tragic event that set way back when, over 20 plus years ago now, that happened. Crazy how that, how time flies. Wow, I remember it like it happened last week. So that's going to be going on. I know Saturday, either Friday or Saturday is the, no, I want to say Saturday is the 5K, and then everything else happens on Sunday. So I know, I believe one guy's trying to three-peat in the 5K for sure, because I've been following that ever since. And maybe next year I might go back for try to actually PR the course. I don't know. That's way in the distant future right now. But yeah, when that happens, that might come up here before we know it. But we'll see. It's way too early to be talking about that right now. But I want to get that to attention there. But yours truly will be participating with the trolley run on Sunday. And we will have a post episode on that next week. And then, of course, packed with, obviously, since I'm not doing a spring marathon, why not jump back in and see what we can do to have an encore like we did last year. So I'll elaborate more on that on next week's episode, recapping what took place with the trolley run, 4-mile run, all downhill. This is going to be my first time doing it. Looking forward to it. Not going to set any expectations. not going to set any expectations of doing it. Because, you know, not going to do it. And we're just going to go out there and let it rip. Whether that's an elite or... Now, that's funny enough. funny enough that I should be there. But, again, I'm in the first wave. So, whether that's in the actual elite heat or in the first wave of people, we'll have to wait and see. Because, apparently, they're supposed to be sitting out as I'm recording this, sitting down, recording a short episode of this podcast. They're supposed to be sending out what time you should be going out. So, again, I can't tell you exactly right now. I'll just have to wait. Everyone assumes I'm going to be there. Look, funny enough, I emailed the people last night that, hey, you know, they'll just move me into the elite if I'm not already there already, because they haven't responded back. So, I'm not going to shoot anything. Either way, I'm going to go out there and just let it fly. Don't worry about the time. And when I get across that finish line at the Country Club, Plaza Country Club, yeah, I worry about that. but I am so looking forward to it. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful to be in that elite heat there, because, yeah, I want to chase some people down. So I'm looking forward to it. The weather, you know what? I'm not going to concern myself about it. We'll worry about it when Sunday arrives, because I'm not going to get caught up in all that other stuff. That's just, I don't want to do that. I just want to go out here. At this point, no spring marathon. Go out here. These races that I've signed up for, go out here and just have fun with it and cut loose a little bit. so yeah. More information on this. I had the thing up here for a second. Yeah, this is going to be the 36th annual CCVI Trolley Run. Yes, I'm reading it alphabetically. Apologize. The 36th annual run of this event. And I can only tell you this. It's going to go through Waldo, Brookside, which I'm familiar with a little bit, in the Plaza on Sunday. And this is going to be the largest annual fundraiser for the Children's Center for the visually impaired. So good cause there. It is one of Kansas City's oldest and largest road races. And we talked about Rock the Parkway. Yeah, again, excuse me for all the voice interactions here. Yes, I'm just coming off of a mild test, so I apologize for that. But yeah, we're just coming off of Rock the Parkway a couple weeks ago, and that had its biggest turnout there in its 15th year running of that event. This is the largest, and I'm reading this straight off the website. So, KC's oldest and largest road race, and it's a USATF certified 4-mile course open to kids 10 and under. The kids trolley run is a fun for the entire family. The kids run takes place at Ward Parkway near the finish line. Caregivers choose the distance for your children. If you're listening to this podcast, if you're still interested in having your kids participate, it's not too late to sign up now. This will go out tomorrow, so tomorrow night, before the NFL draft. Self-seed in the appropriate corral upon arrival at Ward Parkway. So, yeah, so, again, like Rock the Parkway, everyone's going to be, depending on where you're at in your 4-mile time, whether that's elite or A, B, C, D, whatever that is, you're going to be shuttled. So this is going to be interesting to see there as well. The start of these races. Now, again, I don't know if this is
Elite Related, 8 a.m. Again, I applied for this race. I signed up for this race while back. So I double checked it, at least for me anyways. I'm in the first wave. Again, the A wave. For all I know, I could be in that elite heat. I don't know. But either way, again, I'm going to be running fast. So, like everybody else. So, but the kids run, for those that are interested in that, is going to be 9:45 a.m. start. So that's should be by the time everybody else gets done. And again, that's the finish line. We're all going to finish at War Parkway in Central Street on Country Club Plaza. Everyone's supposed to gather at 9:30 just outside Jack Stack at Wyandotte Street. Packet pickup this weekend. This podcast, this episode is going to be out for that. At War Parkway Center, Fleet Feet, War Parkway Center, 8600 War Parkway in Casey, Missouri. I'm going to read straight off the website. 64114. Probably zip code, probably not necessary, but I'm going to do it anyways. So packet pickup starting on Friday, this Friday, from 10 to 6. And then Saturday, 9 to 3. And that's going to be, so I would advise you to do that because, because look, you're going to be shuttled. In addition, they're not going to be, apparently from what I saw here, I don't think there's, could be wrong on that. I don't think there's going to be like public parking. You're going to have to park where the shuttle bus is at. So that's going to be fun there itself as well. I'm sure we'll be getting more information on that as it gets closer to game time, race time here in KC. This is the 3Y Podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III, checking in with you on this Thursday night. A little shorter episode than normal. There will be a recap next week, and I will tell you, May already will be jam-packed, at least from the first weekend. I can tell you this, from the first weekend in May, book ending, from the last weekend in May, it will be packed with races already. So, I might be jumping into one in the middle. We'll see about that. But yeah, there's no spring marathon. For yours truly, not going to do that because of Chicago this year. So that is why not. And again, there's going to be plenty of Chicago talk to come in the summer about that. But so this is going to be the first race of quite a few, not a lot, but quite a few in this stretch here, bookending with the KC Metro Mile, which I am still waiting on Casey Smoke to get to send out. Shout out Casey Smoke to send out the discount code so I can apply through the Casey Smoke people. Because for those that don't know, I am with Casey Smoke. So there you go on that. But I'm with a couple other clubs as well here, Casey. There's too many to keep track of. But that's one of them that I'm with. I've mentioned since the reboot of this podcast, I'm with the KCRC 1.0, which is the folks over there at KC Running Company over there. And then there's 2.0, KC Running Club here in KC, Missouri, which I've been much more involved with this year so far. So that's where you're getting that at. KC Smoke is the other one. And obviously, shout out Ramblers. I'm on that one. There's just so many here. And obviously, Northlanders here to choose from to keep up with. There's been some others that have started their own running clubs. Case, the Kids Run Club started 2 weeks ago, somewhere in there. Yeah, there's so many. And there's another one. Speaking of which, yeah, which leads into my last point here for this episode. Vine Street Brewing. We were just there. Now, Ramblers were just there not too long ago with a Saturday afternoon run, right? So they're going to be starting their own club, running club on Monday nights, beginning next Monday. And, of course, and let's just go ahead and throw in a trolley run club, too, Monday nights, too, because last couple of Mondays, I've been able to get off work, working late, so, and dealing with this dumb traffic, which is frustrating to be, at least anyway, so you're trying to not, and it's not what you're own doing. I have to do my job, so I can't control that, so I gotta do my job, right? So,
and you're kind of waiting at the mercy of other clients to see what parts they need, whatnot. So, I mean, we're working late the last 2 Mondays and haven't been able to get over to the trolley. Well, speaking of trolley, anyways, trolley run this weekend. Like I said, the trolley club run meets kind of in the middle of the trolley. I don't have the name. I think the YHU Center, yeah, something like that. Pretty close enough that they meet Monday night. This is the same KC Running Club. This is the same club that I've been talking about. Well, then they meet over there. They start. They do a 4 to 5 mile and four to five mile run every Mondays. They do a great job with all that. I haven't been able to go. So the Vine Brewing Crew, they're gonna be starting at 6:30. So I'm probably gonna be checking that out, regardless of the situation, whether I get off at 6 or at 5:30. I think that's gonna be the way to go for me. I'm gonna check that thing out next Monday. I'll give you a lowdown on it on next week's episode of the podcast. Yeah, everybody's branching out a little bit, doing something. So figure, you know what? Let's check this thing out for a little bit. I haven't even mentioned Friday night, Strang Hall. Shout out Alex, the other Alex, Alex Boucher, who runs that. You get a shout out for the podcast, sir, on that. So I've checked that out a couple of times already here in the spring as well. Again, there is so many, and it's not to knock on, obviously, Manhattan Running Company. Shout out to y'all again on this podcast, which I've done several times on this podcast. But it just compared to their or to any barometer of that town, whether it's Salina, Manhattan, I would put Lawrence in that. Manhattan, Lawrence, compared to KC up here, damn! There's just so many to keep up with around here. So I think the plan, well, it's going to depend on how I feel afterwards, but I think I'm going to go regardless, whether it's 2 or 3 mile or a walk. We're going to go check that thing out next Monday, which I'll record episode either Tuesday or Wednesday, which today is Wednesday night as I'm recording this podcast. So yeah, we'll definitely go give that a scoot, because when I was over there for the Saturday Rambler run a couple of weeks ago, it was right. Everything's right there. Nice back patio where some of the bands or people play at or give concerts at. It's just a nice little vibe out there a little bit. So shout out to those guys out there. We might end up tagging them on this episode. We'll see about that. But yeah, I just want to give them a shout out on this podcast. So if you're in the KC area, metro area, you're interested in checking this new club out, like yours truly, I'm just going to go ahead and make plans now, check it out, because I don't know what time I'm going to get off on Monday to go to the trolley run. But Monday, I was going to go to the trolley run until this came up on the Facebook feed today. So you know what? I'm just going to make it a point, put it on my calendar. Let's go ahead and check it out. It works with my schedule. 6:30, Vine Brewing. On Vine, yeah, Vine Brewing Company. You know what? Let's go ahead and check this. Let's go ahead and pull that thing up right now while I have my screen up on here. Let's go ahead and check this out. Let's go to my groups right now. No Joe Ramblers. Of course it's going to do that. I had it. Wait, hold up. Hold up, I had it for a second. Let's see here. Go here. Yeah, so Vine Street Brewing. Yeah, that's what it is. So again, if you're in the KC metro area, somewhere around here, and you looking for somewhere to go for a Monday night run, go check this thing out. KC Street Brewing Run Club. Join it. I'm going to read it from my guy, Preston. Join us every Monday for Easy Miles Community and Beverages beginning next Monday, the 29th. So this podcast, again, will come out tomorrow night ahead of the NFL draft. So when you listen to this, you're interested in it, go check it out. A little free promotion on this podcast. Vine Street Brewing, go check it out. I'll be there April 29th, 2024, 6:30. It works with my schedule. And originally, again, I planned to go to the trolley run, but I can't control clients and whatnot. So
but I'll at least get off. I know this. I'll get off at least around 6. So I'll hop in my car and get there. Hopefully, with traffic pending, but it should be okay for that as well. So again, the address, I'll give it to you right here. 2010 Vine Street, Building 2A, KC, Missouri. All paces and levels are welcome to this. So again, Vine Street Brewing, you're getting a free promotion. Not that I need anything, but you get some free on this podcast. So again, yeah, anything to help, I would gladly able to do that here as well. Vine Street Brewing on the 3Y Podcast with EG3, all things running KC sports and miscellaneous here on this podcast as well. I'm excited to check it out. It's actually a nice little vibe over there. Vine Street, 18th and Vine. Everyone raves about it. And when I was over there, it's like, what's all this over here? Now, there was a route, the Percheron, another running group here in KC, which was slam packed last week I was over there. And apparently, from one of my good friends, was crowded again last night because of the rooftop opening. Well, officially opened last week when I was there. And so, but anyways, the Percheron group ran the 18th and Vine route. 18th and Vine route. Yeah, right? So I'm looking at like, where's all this coming from? It's pretty much the Jazz District. You have the Negro Baseball League buildings in that area. It's vibing. I kind of want to run over there one of these times for a little easy run maybe prior to the try run. We'll see. I want to take a day off in there. So maybe I'll do it Saturday. Maybe an easy run, maybe over in that area somewhere prior to trial. Maybe I'll just do that. I'm thinking out loud on this podcast. But yeah, it's really, really pretty. Flat, easy, lot to look at. Not already look at anyway. You're already downtown. But, you know, just everything around there, including the building Vine. Wait, let me pull it up. I don't want to get it wrong. Vine Street Brewing. The building looks, on the outside, looks kind of, what's the word I want to call it? Kind of ancient. That's kind of, maybe not the right word, but that's close enough anyways. But when you go inside there, it looks very clean in the out, but the patio out back on the lower level, you can have something out there every night. Out there, you have the city in the background. It's right. Right. So definitely, yeah, Monday's going to be awesome down there. We'll see how everything plays out, but I should be able to make it there. But not discourage you. If you're listening to this podcast, you're a regular trolley run from the running club, then all by all means, still go to it. I'm not saying what you can do, not do. Not saying that. But for me, this is for me. It's for me because I can't get over there. I can get over there, but it has to be time right. Because if I can't, because I have to deal with clients late, then this is why I didn't set expectations. Because if I set expectations, then I'm gonna be all pissed off. Then I'm like be all bummed out. So let's just play it how it is. See what time it is, and we can go over there. Great. If not, we'll just run on our own. It's okay. Okay, right? Because you know, hey, it is what it is, right? You gotta work. Most of us work, right? But anyways, but yeah, that's what's going on Monday. Another run club is opening up. The Kansas Run Club got started a couple weeks ago as well. I think that's on Tuesdays, which I've been going to Percheron. So I know Northlanders here close to North KC area. I know they've been going on for quite a while. Me and Alex checked it out way back. Now Alex wanted to dive in into more. I want to do more of my own stuff. So if you're in the KC area, you want to get into, or you're interested in getting involved with running, there are so many clubs in this area. I can't even count. My fingers are running out of fingers to count. But definitely, that's just what's going on. And I originally wasn't even supposed to go this long, but I'm going to record quite a row in the podcast here. Again, this is Trolley Week, Race Week, Sunday, going down the 36th Annual Trolley Run, 4-mile run, downhill, baby. I cannot wait.
to tackle this thing, whether that's in the elite field or in the first wave, don't matter. Don't matter. I'm there to run fast, get after it, have some fun, cut loose. We're going to be cutting loose here in this podcast. This podcast is going to be racing for next month. Woo! Cannot wait. And of course, we'll be getting ready to our preparations for Chicago here. Over a month, I got to look at the training. I don't think I have to talk to my coach to see when we're going to actually start that training block for that. But yeah, absolutely. Everything is, now I lost the train of thought, everything is ratcheted up a little bit now as I've entered into a month full of racing. Racing next week, Sunday next week. We will talk again. We'll talk more about it on next week's episode for sure. But for those of you running the Charlie Run, have fun with it. Good luck. And for the kid, if you're parents of kids that want to have fun at the kids run, definitely get your kids to, or not get your kids, sign your kids. I have a 4-year-old daughter. Sign your kids up for the run. I'm pretty sure it's going to be fun times across the board. And I'll keep a close eye on the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon this weekend as well, because that's going on down in Oklahoma City as well this weekend as well. I don't know what else is going on besides that. I do know one of my fellow team Casey Smoke teammates last night did the mile in Iowa. I believe it was in Des Moines, Iowa. And I don't, let me pull up the group page here real quick before we sign off. This is the 3Wide Podcast with EG3, Eddie Gritter III. He with you guys for a few more minutes here prior to draft night. Let's click this KC Smoke athletes message group here. Let's see. Somebody tweeted it. Now I cannot find it. I can't find it. Ah, yes. Yes. Grand Blue Mile. Yes. Chris, speaking of which, who now takes over director activity for KC Smoke. He put down a sub 450 last night over there, up there in Iowa. So congrats to him on that as well. So he put down a fast time there as well. So yeah, man, I'm actually looking for, again, this will be future episodes of this podcast. I'm actually looking forward to potentially, I'm already signed up for 1 mile race already for June. I'm already signed up for another one in July, or going to be anyways, and looking at possibly another one. So I'm like hooked on these things. Now, of course, I'm coming from a track background, not a cross country one, a track background. So a lot of people don't know that. But anyways, the 3Wide Pod, we'll end it on that. So congratulations on him, and we will recap what goes down at the trolley for a mile on Sunday morning. The 3Wide Podcast with EG3, you can get it wherever podcasts are found. We're free and available when we do record running content or KC sport content or my sports content as well. Is this your first time listening to the podcast? Appreciate you guys for stopping by, giving us a listen here tonight. This will go out on draft night, so definitely all the information that I just told you about will be available before Monday. So definitely, again, we talked about Vine Street Brewing on this podcast. Again, shout out to you guys as well. I might have to send them an email. But anyways, we're getting too carried away. But anyways, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, if you love what you're hearing, definitely subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast. And make sure you tell a fellow runner or a fellow friend of EG3 about this podcast. Yes, I have a podcast, and I have another podcast, All Things K-State Sports, shameless plug, Purple Project Podcast, All Things K-State. You're a K-State fan, go ahead and sign up for that, subscribe for that as well, with my buddy Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. No, I don't record podcasts out there in California. He lives in Santa California, also a K-State alum as well. Shameless plug on a EG3 podcast. But anyways, we're going to wave the cherry flag. We have crossed the finish line on this particular episode of the 3Wide Podcast with EG3. I did not expect to go this long, but we got rolling, and we are going to put a pin on the discussion for right now. Good luck to all participants who are going to be running the trolley 4 mile here in downtown KC on Sunday morning. I am looking forward to it. It's going to be my first time running this event. Look at my chops, baby. Look at my chops. That's been another edition of the 3 Wild Podcast with EG3. We will talk to you guys next week.